Next patient is Harwood Keith. HRWOOD. Harwood Keith, KEITH. Their birth is 5/29/58. Date of visit is 6/15/22. Please make a copy for James Brown, MD. Next paragraph, chief complaint is persistent cough, sputum production, and sinus drainage. Next paragraph is present illness. This is a 64-year-old obese male with a history of asthma and chronic bronchitis, also has chronic sinus drainage, and has been experiencing cough with thick sputum production. The patient does use an inhaler as well as inhaler which includes Symbicort, and also has a rescue inhaler, albuterol, as needed. He has been overweight and has not had any sleep study as yet. But states he has no history of snoring or apnea. Next paragraph. Past history. The patient's past history includes history of asthma as a child. Also has had coronary artery disease with stent placement in 2004, 05, and 2014. He had tonsillectomy in 1964, cholecystectomy in 2021, rotator cuff repair on the right in 96, also had a herniated disc at T8 to T12, and history for hypertension since 95. Diabetes mellitus more recently, as well as history of peripheral neuropathy since 2018. He had a mild stroke in 2016 and had a clotting disorder. Diagnosed in 2016. Next paragraph, allergies to sulfur drugs and Altase. Next paragraph, family history, mother died of old age, father died of COPD and CHF. Next, habits, the patient smoked for 40 years, the patient smoked for 2 to 3 years. And states he may have smoked only a few cigarettes a day and drinks alcohol occasionally. Next paragraph, system review. The patient has had fatigue and weight gain. He has no double vision or cataracts, no vertigo, but has sore throat and hoarseness. He has no urinary frequency. And yes, hay fever. Also has wheezing, persistent cough, shortness of breath. Has heartburn, nausea, constipation. Has occasional chest pains, no arm pains or palpitations. No leg swelling, no anxiety, no depression. No easy bruising. He has joint pains, muscle aches, and no seizures, but has headaches and memory loss. And no skin rash, but has itching. next medalist include prednisone 10 milligrams a day, Symbicort 160 micrograms, 2 puffs BID. Nebulized Atrovent solution TID, amlodipine 5 milligrams daily, metformin 500 milligrams BID. Singulair 10 milligrams a day, and tramadol 50 milligrams PRN. Spiriva Respimat 1 puff a day. Next, physical exam. This moderately overweight elderly middle-aged white male is alert, no acute distress, no pallor, rictus, cyanosis, peripheral edema. Blood pressure 130/70, pulse 92, respiration 16. Temperature 97.2, weight is 285, saturation 95. HENT norms, phallic pupils reactive and equal. Tongue is moist, throat is injected, ears no inflammation. Next supplement, lubrication of thyroid enlargement or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with expiratory wheezes scattered throughout both lung fields, prolonged expirations. Heart tiantrums regular, as on an S2, no mama. Abdomen is soft, protuberant, no mass, no again, no megaly, wow, something active. Extremities, 1 plus edema with diminished peripheral pulses. Reflexive 1 plus with no gross motor deficits, cranial nerves are grossly intact. Rectal exam is deferred. Next paragraph. Impression. Asthma with chronic bronchitis. Number 2 is diabetes mellitus. Number 3, hypertension. Number 4, exogenous obesity and possible sleep apnea. And next paragraph plans, the patient will get a complete pulmonary function study with lung volumes. Advised to use the albuterol solution with a nebulizer QIDPRN. Advised to use Breztri, BREZ, 160 micrograms, 2 puffs twice a day. Advised to come in for a follow-up in approximately 4 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Let's talk to Susan. Copy for Dr. James Brown.